Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy. Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I am at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. But today, I am at the WABC studio right on top of Madison Square Garden. So if you want to call in during the show today, please call 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call after the show at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com. And today's topic is a very interesting one, and because if it affects you, this can potentially save your life. In fact, the name of today's show is Overweight, Testosterone May Save Your Life. Well, that sounds like a dramatic kind of statement, but I'm going to explain how and explain what if you're overweight, taking testosterone can do for you and what kind of opportunities it provides for you to regain your health. So when we talk about being overweight, there's big variability on being overweight. There's a little bit overweight, a few pounds, and there's very overweight by many pounds. So if you are overweight by a few pounds, you have some health risks. And if you're overweight by many pounds, so what they call the body mass index, if that body mass index is greater than 30, that's a big problem. That's pretty overweight. If the body mass index is over 35, well, then we're talking about obesity, and that's a real serious problem. And if the body mass index is greater than 40, we're talking about morbidly obese, and that's even a more severe problem. So this overweight, and so what's the problem with being overweight? The problem is, I don't want to get into the cosmetics of it. It doesn't look good, whatever. I'm going to leave that to a different discussion. What I'm going to talk about is the effect that it can have on your health. And the big effect that it can have on your health is that if you have a lot of fat that people are seeing, chances are there's a lot of visceral fat. And visceral fat is the fat around the organs. And the fat around the organs is the fat that can kill you. And when I say the organs, I'm talking about the fat around the liver, the kidney, the intestines. And why is that? Because this visceral fat generates a lot of inflammation in the body. And this inflammation leads to many chronic diseases. I've talked about this I talked about this in previous episodes in terms of what the diseases are, but some of them are heart disease, cancer, even dementia is underlined by inflammation in the body. In fact, there are some in the health community that call dementia type 3 diabetes, and that's because we're looking at dementia now not just something that happens to the brain, but a metabolic disease of the body that affects the brain. And so there are all kinds of health problems that result from this visceral fat. So this visceral fat creates inflammation, and the inflammation creates all kinds of diseases. And so now we're going to talk about what we can do to prevent those diseases. So again, we're talking about testosterone. Now, how does testosterone affect that visceral fat? Well, the challenge with visceral fat and having this increased fat is that there's a vicious cycle. So when you have this visceral fat, you get insulin resistance. And when you have insulin resistance, that means there's going to be, it requires more insulin to do the necessary metabolism of the foods that we eat. And this increased insulin gets us hungry again. So it seems unfair that someone who's overweight is going to have increased insulin. And as a result of that increased insulin is going to have increased appetite. And also insulin is the main hormone that stores our fat. So there's increased fat as a result of this increased insulin, and there's also increased appetite. So you want to eat more, so you gain more weight, and then the insulin resistance gets worse. And what's worse, and here's a key factor, and this is a key point of the whole talk today, is that your testosterone level also goes down. When your fat goes up, especially when the visceral fat goes up, your testosterone level falls. Testosterone production falls. And unfortunately, when the testosterone production falls, there's further increased fat. So there you see that vicious cycle. So now you have increased fat causing even lower testosterone, causing more fat. So we got to stop this cycle. It's terrible. And how are we going to stop this cycle? We're going to talk about that right after I mention that this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I'm at the WABC studio, and you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call me after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com. Before I tell you how testosterone will help reverse this cycle, I'm going to hear from Victor here in New Jersey. Victor?
Yes, hi, Doctor. Good evening. Thank you very much. I have a multifaceted question. Only take a second. I'm a 61-year-old normal weight healthy man. Oh, 71, I'm sorry. Healthy, normal weight healthy man.
I hope you feel like 61.
I feel like I was 21.
And that's
was
awesome.
Part of my question.
Yes.
I listen to you weekly. If you're going to do testosterone supplementation, do you prefer the injectable cyprionate, or do you prefer the implant? I assume that's the bioidentical. And also, when I look at normal testosterone levels and free testosterone, should I strive to have those of a 21-year-old man, or be happy with what is listed for an older man?
So those are great questions. So the answer to your first question about which testosterone I prefer is neither of the above. I prefer transdermal testosterone, a testosterone cream that gets applied generally twice a day. And with that kind of cream, A, you're avoiding injections, so it's less invasive, and avoiding implanting little pellets, which can be done, but again, it's more invasive. And what's most important is with the cream, you get a more steady state level from day to day without the ebbs and flows of an injection. Even the pellets, which give you a steady level over several weeks, you still get the ebbs and flows depending on what point of the at what amount of the pellet has been discharged or secreted into the body. So with a cream, you get a much more steady level. I hope that answers that question. In terms of optimizing, you know, if you feel good, maybe your testosterone level is where it should be, but optimizing it could mean getting it to a level of a 21-year-old male, but it depends on what your symptoms are and what we're trying to treat and what your treatment goals are. So, but the key thing is optimizing the level. So we have the normal value, and we have what's the optimal value, and what we're trying to achieve are optimal values. So, for instance, if someone has a level of 298, that's considered a low testosterone level. If someone has a level of 301, that's considered, quote, a normal testosterone level, but it may not necessarily be optimal, and we evaluate the clinical situation. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, just very good. Just one answer to everything. I have been using Axion, the transdermal, but I thought from listening to your previous shows that the bioidentical would be a better way to go to help prevent other clinical signs, unless the Axion is bioidentical.
Well, I would say that the you can get some bioidentical other products, but basically it's definitely optimal to use bioidentical testosterone. I generally prefer compounded, but you know, that again, that depends on the clinical situation. And for someone like yourself, Victor, who sounds like a very healthy 71-year-old male, you know, it's a great way to get your testosterone, to optimize your testosterone, can help you feel great into your coming decade or two or three. So that's what we try to achieve. So
okay, very
yes.
Okay, doctor, very good. I appreciate it. I know you have your show to complete. I listen to you every week, and I've learned a lot, and I will continue to listen, and I appreciate it very much.
I appreciate that, Victor, and I hope I can help you optimize your health. So I also want to get to, I've touched on how testosterone can help someone. I'm going to get into that a little more, because remember that vicious cycle that we talked about with regard to the fat that begets more fat because it increases insulin resistance. So how do we break this cycle? It's a terrible thing. And this terrible thing can be broken up. And one of the ways that we can break it up is with testosterone. So how does testosterone do that? Well, it does that in a number of ways. So the first thing is that one of the functions of testosterone in our bodies is to convert fat to muscle. So with testosterone replacement, we start to break that cycle. Remember I told you when you have increased fat, the testosterone goes down. When you get the fat level decreased with testosterone, that further gets the body healthier, so it finally starts to break into that vicious cycle. So that's what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to break that vicious cycle. And by breaking that vicious cycle, we're able to start to get on the road to good health. And there are a couple of other things that happen with testosterone. One of the things I've talked about previously with low testosterone is remember, this increased fat is leading to low testosterone or causing lower testosterone. And what does that do? That decreases your motivation and that decreases your drive, your energy, even your mood is affected by low testosterone. And because the testosterone level is so low and you feel so down because of that low testosterone, your testosterone is so low, you don't want to do anything about your problem because or you don't have the energy. You might want to do something about the problem. Your brain may say you want to do something, but you don't have the energy to do it. Well, what testosterone achieves is you start to get energy. Your mood goes up. Your feeling about yourself improves. And all of a sudden, in addition to that, with the fat going down, you're starting to feel better. You're starting to feel better about yourself. And your testosterone level is starting to pick up. So what do you have now? You have increased motivation, increased drive, and increased energy. But I got to tell you that it's very hard to get that started. So, and it's very hard to get that process started because even to start testosterone, you need energy to do that. You need energy to say, okay, I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to do something that's going to make me healthier. And so by taking testosterone, you are getting that first step. But you may need a little extra drive just to get to wanting to take testosterone. So please take that first step. And once you take that first step, the second step gets easier. The third step gets easier. And one of the first steps is, I'd say, to take testosterone, but it's also to get the drive to make the call to get yourself started with doing something healthy for yourself like taking testosterone. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can call me at the show here at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call me at that office and take that first step for yourself and get yourself feeling better. So you could do that by calling my office at 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njhormones.com, and you will learn more about testosterone and how getting started with making that first step is so difficult, especially if you have a low testosterone level, because you don't have that drive, that initiative. So, and the initiative, once you get it going, will start to eat away at the visceral fat. And there are other components too. It's not like the testosterone cream will get you on a It's going to magically make the fat in your body disappear and magically make you healthier. But it's a phenomenal first step. And the reason it's a phenomenal first step is because once you get that testosterone level where it needs to be, you have the energy to take care of yourself. You have the motivation to take care of yourself. You have the motivation to exercise more. And you have the energy to exercise more. And your fat starts getting converted to muscles. So I would say testosterone, I would describe it not as the miracle that makes you lose all the weight, but it's a phenomenal jumpstart to help you lose weight and to help you feel better, take care of yourself better, eat better. It's very hard to eat well when you have all that fat, and I'll tell you why. Because all that fat is producing insulin, insulin resistance, and all that insulin is A, storing fat, and B, it makes you hungry. So you got to do something to reduce that fat. You got to do something to reduce that insulin, and you got to do something to reduce that insulin resistance and reduce that inflammation in your body. And a great first step is testosterone. And once you have that testosterone on board, then you are going to have better energy, better motivation. And besides, you're also going to have improved sexual function and just feeling better. And it's the first time might be the first time in a long time you start to feel better, especially if you've been overweight a long time, you've been out of the exercise scene for a long time, you're not taking care of yourself with a good diet, but that's because your body is calling for sugars and your body is calling for unhealthy foods to satiate and satisfy that insulin. And so you want to get rid of that. You want to reduce that insulin. You want to reduce that visceral fat. You want to get the motivation to overcome that. And one of the best ways to overcome that is with testosterone replacement. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can call me at the studio here at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or check out my website, njhormones.com, or call me at the office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. So I want to touch base on some of the things that people get nervous about. And when I say some of the people, I say even doctors, because testosterone has been around a long time, and it's such a many of the men who do replacement for low testosterone, they feel great. They feel more energy. They feel revitalized, and they're taking great care of themselves because they're feeling better. When you feel better, you take better care of yourself, and taking testosterone is a great way to feel better. And so what happens is, though, there are a lot of people who have this fear of testosterone, and part of the fear, there's two fears that most common about testosterone. One is that there's a fear of something wrong causing problems with your prostate. And I can tell you that because there's so much inflammation in your body when you have low testosterone, that those with low testosterone are more likely to get more severe prostate cancer than those who don't take than those who have a normal or high level of testosterone. So in other words, a good level of testosterone, because it's reducing the visceral fat and reducing the inflammation, is actually protective against the more severe types of prostate cancer. And so it's really and many, many studies have shown that prostate cancer is not caused by testosterone. Testosterone does not cause prostate cancer. Now, if you develop prostate cancer, you need to suppress your testosterone. That's a different matter, and that's something that's commonly done. But this is something that a lot of people don't know, is that by stopping treating the prostate cancer and curing the prostate cancer, those who go on testosterone at that point actually do better with regard to energy, vitality, less heart disease. And so testosterone actually can be used in someone once the prostate cancer is fully treated, is resolved. In other words, once the PSA is less than one, you can take testosterone. And the initial studies are that those who take testosterone with prostate cancer do better. And when I say do better, they have more energy, more vitality, and even less heart disease. So the idea is to get the prostate cancer treated, get it cured, cured meaning a PSA less than one, and then you can go back on testosterone. So in other words, testosterone doesn't cause prostate cancer. And I'm not going to tell you that testosterone prevents cancer, prostate cancer. Testosterone does. But testosterone does prevent, having a low testosterone predisposes you to the more severe varieties of prostate cancer. Another thing you should know, another concern that people have is often about heart disease. And this is, I'm not sure where this comes from, but there have been a few studies where it's actually in the, as a black box warning, that testosterone can cause heart disease. But that was a those are based on very small studies. But the predominance of the literature shows that low testosterone predisposes you to heart disease. High testosterone predisposes you to less risk of heart disease. In fact, if you looked at testosterone levels and looked at the people who take and then looked at the incidence of heart disease, the higher the risk of testosterone level, the lower the risk of heart disease. The lower the testosterone level, the higher the risk of prostate disease. So again, what you need to do is use testosterone as a way of eating into your visceral fat, getting your mood improved, getting your energy improved, getting your motivation to exercise improved, getting your motivation to eat better improved. And once your visceral fat goes down, your inflammation goes down, and your and again, that inflammation is the same inflammation that causes heart disease. So when you get that inflammation down, you are reducing your risk of heart disease. So that is so important, and that is the way to have a great life as you get older. You want to feel better. You don't want to age and say, oh, I'm aging. Okay, so I'm supposed to get older. I'm supposed to feel weak. I'm supposed to decline. Well, it is true that we decline with age. That is a medical fact, but you can decline that. You can introduce that decline with more energy and have more energy so that your decline is less debilitating and your risk of getting diseases is less significant. So again, taking testosterone reduces your risk of diseases that are inflammation bound because you're reducing the visceral fat. And when you're reducing the visceral fat, that is the key to good health. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. We have a few more minutes if you call now. My number here is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call me after the show, either at the studio here for a few minutes, or you can call my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com. Again, we're talking about how testosterone reduces visceral fat, reduces inflammation, and by reducing the inflammation in your body, you are improving your health. And the other thing that testosterone does, besides improve sexual function, which is awesome, and when I say improving sexual function, erectile quality, orgasm, libido, all improve when your testosterone level goes up. But most important is your health improves and your energy improves and your visceral fat goes down. And so your overall energy goes up. So, and when the visceral fat goes down, your inflammation goes down, your heart disease goes down, your risk of cancer goes down, your risk of dementia goes down. So it is so important. And the way to jumpstart that is with testosterone. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And please feel free to call at 201-882-1500, or you can call the studio here where I am at Madison Square Garden, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. So the other aspect of testosterone that is so great is, so you're there are not too many products, not too many meds that have improved your energy and have the side effect of having overall better health. And that overall better health results from, again, the start of losing weight. If you are overweight, it is so hard to get started with a weight loss program, and it's so hard to turn your health around. And one of the great ways to do it by overall improving your health is with testosterone replacement. So again, anyone overweight, again, testosterone is not a weight loss miracle. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it jump starts you by helping you lose a few pounds, and it helps your overall energy and improves your motivation to take care of your health even more so. So I'm going to take a call from Becky in Toms River. Becky?
You were talking about testosterone. Well, what about for women who are overweight?
That is a great question. And the basic idea is that, first of all, testosterone can be used with women too, but not to the extent that it's going to generate weight loss. But for women, I don't know how old you are, but getting your hormones optimized with a combination of estrogen, progesterone, and thyroid, as well as testosterone, will also help women lose weight. So I'm not sure what stage you are in life, Becky, whether you've reached menopause, but if you have, one of the ways to start turning your health around is with bioidentical hormone replacement. So...
That is something that you do when you're off, and I have come to your office.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm going to be talking about that in a couple of weeks as well. So I look forward to talking to you further. And I have Doug on the line, except Doug, I'm not sure if we have enough time to talk for too long. We're coming to the bottom of the hour, which is kind of the end of the show. Okay, that was a... Thank you, Doug, but that's not what this show is about. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can call me if you want to talk after the show at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. That would be great. Otherwise, you can call my office, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or... check out my website, njhormones.com. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. So I'm going to just wrap up and summarize how testosterone helps eat away at the visceral fat, and that's a jumpstart to weight loss. And further, it improves your energy, improves your motivation. Many people who take testosterone replacement often start to take better care of themselves, and they're able to because that visceral fat is causing insulin resistance. It's so hard to lose weight because all that visceral fat and all that insulin resistance leads to more hunger, more deposit of fat. It's a vicious cycle. So taking testosterone replacement is a great way to break up that vicious cycle. And the and to Becky out there, for women, there are also options that with optimizing your hormones that also help with or terrifically helpful for weight loss. So it's a great way to just, again, for men and women, testosterone and other hormones can jumpstart your weight loss program, help you feel better, and help you do great. So tune in next week. This is, again, Dr. Warren Slayton. Our show next week will be on prolotherapy for knee replacement. It's a little change of gears, but anyone who has knee pain is going to want to tune in next week for my show for a great healthy way to lose weight.